Hello. No names from her. President, founder, Water Black Church. Thank God. Everything that I've done has been set out by the Lord. The Spirit said, go. That's what I've done. I traveled. Noah was a man that really went out. He did not know where he was going. I'm sure, certainly not like Noah. No comparison. Only the son. Noah didn't know where he's going. Neither did I. But Noah knew more than I did. Noah was looking for water. I didn't know what I was looking for. I was sent by God. And my heart is stirring up. There's got to be a change in what I'm doing. I'm going backwards, not forwards. And then there's, I'm sure people blame me, and I had no problem with that because unless the Lord build a house, labor is in vain. And that's where I met. The Lord is going to have to build me the house. And he knows I know it. I think it's what, Psalm 127, something 127. And then, so I'm pressing with my mouth, with my heart, with my faith. Amen. And I'm not going to quit. Don't think I will. God sent me to preach the gospel. Well, if I quit preaching the gospel, I'd really be a mess. So tonight, I'm going to preach some good stuff, probably more than you've expected, but I'm anointed. I know what I'm doing. I don't care what other people think that they can't do anything. The Lord sent me, and I've got to background of over 40-some years. And I didn't know where I was going, but the Lord found a place. The Lord found a place. And I was surprised when the Lord sent me to Israel. I was surprised. It was a weekend close to it. And I decided I'd go to Kenneth Copeland's ministry, see what Copeland was saying. And I went and I got there. At that time, I really hadn't been making much money. And I was sitting there, and the Lord said, give money to this offering, I'll send you to Israel. Well, look what happened. I went to Israel about 3 weeks later. About 3 weeks. later. I got a letter from a man. I'd known him some, but I'd never met him. I knew about him. And the letter said that I had a daughter, Kathy, and a wife, Patty, and that invited us to go to Israel with them. Now, I suppose if the Lord would tell me to go to Israel again, I'd have to go. I'd have to go. But I obey God. When I went to Israel in 73, no,
74.
70, well, I will have 73. 74 is good. That's where I got that. Yeah. And I was sent to the tomb of the garden. You know, I thought that was interesting, but I didn't know about the tomb of the garden, what went on. I'd never been there. I didn't know that there was a little church on a hill. I didn't know there was a house on a There was a house on that hill. I didn't know there was a path below going east from the west, and on that was goat and sheep. I didn't know any of that. But I thought this is getting interesting. The next thing that I started seeing that a desire to speak to Israelis. And I started telling them what I could. Amen. There's something in me now that's totally different. Totally different. But it's God. It's God. But what I'm about to say to you is God. Jeremiah 5, Romans 5.
Same.
Maybe I'd like to go to Jeremiah. But I want to go to Romans. Verse chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I said to you, I think the word justified by faith, that means that you're not in sin. You're free of sin. You've overcome sin. Amen. Isn't that what I say?
Yes.
Can you tell me?
Yeah,
And well, I feel like I'm a man. Well, I'm a man. Bet on it. Don't bet. I'm strange right now. Verse 2, I'm also We have access by faith into this grace. Now, let me tell you, I see it. It's plain. I want to go somewhere and have access into grace, more grace, more grace. That's what I'm looking for. Wherein we stand. Stand where? In grace. And rejoice in hope and the glory of God. Now, not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience, hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost was given to us. But when we were yet without strength, oh, I didn't have any strength when I got involved in this. I didn't know a thing about what I was doing. Amen. Amen. But scarcely for a righteous man no. Verse 6. When we were yet without strength, that's where I was at, in their time, Christ died for the ungodly. Well, that included me. You know, you might not want to confess that you're ungodly. And I knew that I wasn't looking to be a preacher. And I knew it. Anyway, I'm all right. Went without strength in due time. Christ died for the ungodly. I wasn't a godly person. I read the Bible. I believed it. I prayed, but not like I pray now. I always said, pray about what was going on in my life. Scarcely righteous, maybe one that not yet for admission, good man, some would even dare to die. No, I wouldn't. I'm not. You know, the devil has tried to tell me I need to die. I need to go to heaven. I said, for what? What am I going to heaven for? I got too much down here that I believe I have proven that I've been doing, and I've been doing pretty well. So I'm not ready for heaven. Well, and so it happened that in Psalm 91,
right.
91, I'm going to read it in a minute. Again, say, amen. But God commended his love toward us. Now, I'm not talking about me only. I'm talking about us. When I come with something, I'm coming with something for us, not me only. It's something for you, not me. Good night. I'm not selfish. I know somebody that thinks I should receive something others shouldn't. I will tell you, I get excited out of somebody that gets something from God and not me. I am one happy man. Why? Because I know you're going to be some fruit somewhere. Amen. I know I sound like a tiger, but it'll get away here. Amen. So, admit now, the verse 8, that God commanded his love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yeah, much more than being now justified by his blood. You see, in verse 1, where he talks about justification by faith, right? Justified by faith. Now, we're being justified by his blood. Now, Jesus is really reaching out to us. He's growing us up. He's got a job, and I know that. And I don't think it's forever on. I've been thinking for about 30 minutes. And being now justified by his blood. Justified just as though I never sinned. Now, won't that help a bit? Well, and we saw in the fifth chapter, verse, but we're still over that chapter, we saw justified by faith that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We made a big stride. Well, I did, and others did too. Now we're over in the ninth verse of chapter 5 of Romans. Oh, I know they're more than being now justified by his blood, where you'll be saved, but ran through him. Now, please don't get mixed up. First, you're justified by faith to have peace with God. Well, that's a good start. It is,
Preach on, brother.
I'm tied up. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus. Now, I'm also have access by faith unto his grace. Folks, you're taking possession of things that God will give you. Well, please, don't you want the blessings of God? Well, do you? You don't have to send me a text or a Sure. Message of God. That's the book of Proverbs. And you know what it says? The blessing of God, it maketh rich, but added no sorrow to it. Wow. You're just on the fringe of getting another step into the kingdom. So here we go. Being now justified by his blood. In verse 9, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Oh my. Did you know there's a place out here where I walk and where you're going to walk? Yeah, well, there's a place and Satan doesn't like where you're at. You're making progress. Oh, And guess what? In verse 9 says, we shall be saved from wrath. Oh, you get that? You say, you sure got a shrill voice. Yes, I know. I'm getting rid of some demons that tried to swim in the middle of me and I'm biting them back. All right. We shall be saved from wrath. Now, you may not want to get rid or be saved from wrath, but I'm going to promise you, after you had a little of it, you will be glad to say, I wonder where Mr. Wrath went. I went through some things. I thought, my goodness, I thought this must be fun. Well, it was wrath working on me. Now, for it when we were enemies, and we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Yeah. Did you know Jesus died for everybody in the world? Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Now, you're on the trail. You're getting ready to get Jesus in you. You're right. You say, oh, I already have it. Oh, I know. Everybody's perfect till they find out they need some more. And then they find out they're not perfect. I know. I thought if I ever get born again, saved, you know, I'll be okay. No, it wasn't. It brought more trouble. But more trouble.
You used to say you signed up for welfare and you got warfare.
You remember I would
oh,
say
I remember
that.
That one for sure.
Well, I normally wouldn't tell people that because they scare them.
We're still here.
Oh, I don't know if they are or not. Maybe I never did tell them yet. But I can tell you, saved by his life. Verse 11, not only so, we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom we have now received the atonement. That word atonement is a big one. It's a big one. I wish I had a definition of it.
It means it is from the Greek. The Greek word, number 2643, and it means exchange, that is restoration to favor.
To favor?
It means reconciliation.
Yeah. You know, the five books I did, I got to that place, reconciliation.
Yep.
Reconciliation. And that was the last thing I did.
Amen.
And reconciled to the Lord, reconciled to God.
Amen.
And there I am. Now, verse 11, not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That was what I read. We have now received the atonement. But whereas, and by one man, sin entered into the world. One man, sin. Entered into the world, and death by sin. Did you know sin kills? It produces death. You know, most people get involved in sin, and if they don't have somebody that's got enough spiritual ability, the devil will kill them. You know what God did with me? He put me out there and tried me. He tried me. And I lived. You know, once, and it looked like I was a miserable mess. It looked that way. But it didn't turn out that way. Because the Lord put me through it. You know, the Lord puts you through something that's tough, but He is greater than you and the toughness. Folks, this is a tried life. Try your life and see what you can handle. And praise the Lord. When you get into tribulation, praise the Lord. You know, we said, not only so, but we glory in tribulation. You got to want them to do things. And when they show up, take it out and say, yeah, I wonder what this is. I wonder what this is. Is this something else? What if I get something like get so tried more I can't make it? They repent already. You're already doubting. Don't talk that way. Don't ever talk that way. You're going to make it. Amen. Now, amen. One man said in the world, death by sin. So death passed upon all men. For that all have sinned. I told you last week, I think, maybe, but I had a woman, and she was a Jew, and she was turned over to me. I'm not sure what it was, but she became my, well, anyway, she said, I've never sinned. Oh, really? We really got a smart one on us. You see, sometimes I upset people, but I was a good veterinarian, a real good one, one of the top. Then people would come to me with things and tell me all this. I said, look, I'm just a person, but we get it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. But I wouldn't let them. Well, let me tell you, I helped run some battery divination. Some battering divination. I ran some battering divination out of the world. Well, no, but out of me, away from me. The devil always likes to flatter. The devil just loves to lie, to flatter. So here he comes, flattering, 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 flattering. If you start accepting it, you'll end up with it. All right, now. For until the law, sin was in the world. Now, don't say, "Oh, I knew." Well, let me take the read on. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Sin is not imputed when there's no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Adam did a lot of bad stuff, but there were people that did not sin after Adam's transgression. There's a figure of him that was to come, but now but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. What's the free gift? Jesus. Jesus is a free gift. For if, through the offense of one, many be dead, sin entered, killed a lot, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man. Jesus Christ hath abounded unto many. Now, let me tell you don't need to look for some great anointing and you're going to do great things. And, I've been around these people and they really think they're somebody and they're nobody. There are nobody. There's a scripture, if I could remember, the man thinks that he be what be a, something is
nothing.
finally. No, I can't repeat it, but you can find it. He thinks he's good, but he's nothing. Amen.
Galatians 6:3, for if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
Yeah, and a lot of them are that way. Amen. But we walk right on through those things. We don't care what we are. Well, we might, but we're not going to be crying because we've got this or this or this or this or that. I wouldn't acknowledge I had them if I were you. And then I don't believe I've got that. No, I don't think I've had that. It's better to tell the devil that you don't agree with him. Did you know why these temptations come? So the devil gets you to agree with him. And God will let the devil tempt you. Listen, of course, I'd been in the Navy, war heroes. I'd been the School of Veterinary Medicine 6.5 years. I learned a lot of things, and it was amazing. I had a professor once that happened to be in, and he was a very intelligent person and thought he was smart. And one time I walked up and he was up on a ladder and ask him a question. Oh, you're the one that always want to know why. I never said a word. Never said a word. If you don't know why, you have trouble. If there isn't an answer for everything, you'll never get anywhere. But that's not true. Jesus Christ has an answer for everything. But you better trust him. He knows. Now, okay. Sin takes occasion. Oh. Well, verse 7, what should we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I have not known sin, but by the law, but I have not known that. Or lust, except the law has said, thou shalt not covet.
You skipped over into chapter 7 there.
Well, then I.
Chapter 5, you're up here.
Huh. Well, I guess I wanted to. Maybe I wanted to get delivered or something. Let's back up the five. What is that? No, right there where I went.
You're on 16 right there.
That's right. I know that once I saw I was on the right page. And not as it was by one that sin. So is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses under justification. And justification, nothing wrong with it. You want to have all of it you can get. I've taught you. Sin, justification, is just like you have never sinned. Now you want some of that. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in blood or in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, if anybody would try to trip me, and they will. They think they're smart. And they'll ask you dumb questions. But if anyone would try to trip me, I'd say, have you ever read Romans chapter 5, verse 17? Have you ever read Romans, the book of Romans? Chapter 5, verse 17. Are you looking at it?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you all looking at it? For if one man's offense, death, if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Verse 17 is I guarantee you, it's a gun loaded. Well, it is. I mean, that would be one of my first thing if somebody thought they were really smart. I say, oh, well, if one man's convinced death reigned by one, much more they which received the abundance of grace have the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. I think I'd do okay quoting that to anybody. Well, if one man's offense didn't reign by one, much more they which received abundance of grace. Now, if I were you, I wouldn't make a note, but I'd put it in my head and heart. You know what the Lord started after me, start in me? Probably 2 years, maybe more ago. And if by one man's event, that rain by one, that's more, they which, now look, they receive abundance of grace. Do you have abundance of grace? But I'm working on it. And I'm working for an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You see, I mean that's a big bomb to stop a lot and gain a lot. One man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. That's what I want. That's why I speak grace, 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 grace. That's right. I'm in a place right now where I speak a lot of grace, and a location I'm speaking a lot of grace. I see like a box of chicken like that. And I think, oh, did that irritate you? Well, why? Because I got an abundance of grace. Grace is a bullet. Are you there?
I'm right here.
Grace is a bullet.
Yeah.
And look, then what's next? The gift of righteousness. When you get the grace, the abundance of grace, get the gift of righteousness and reign in life by one's Jesus Christ. I promise you, I wouldn't have to. I could not understand that 17th verse. By one man's offense, death reigned by one. Yeah, I got that. Much more, they which received abundance of grace. How do you get that? You speak grace, 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 Jesus Christ, grace, 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 when you get abundance of grace, and you get the gift of righteousness, then you are going to be somebody that can walk a pretty good line. In the meantime, you may do this, but don't let that worry you. If you go down, you're going to come up. Oh, you will. I'm telling you, I got some of you. I'm here to teach you. I want you to be good, a good person that can walk with an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Lord God, grant them. Grant that. Grant that. The abundance to receive abundance of grace. That's what I've got, but it's not abundance enough. And the gift of righteousness. Gift of righteousness is free. But you're going to have to work to get that abundance of grace. How do you get it? Praying. Grace, 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 grace. You pray. Grace, 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 grace. Next thing you know, you will have received the gifts of righteousness. That 17th verse has got them all hid right there. The two things you need the abundance of grace, and you need the gift of righteousness. And then look at the rest. Abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You shorten that scripture a whole lot if you can read. I used to have a little fun with people. I'd say, if you can read. Well, some of them didn't act like it. But shall I quit?
It is 7:48.
Well, I'm not finished. Therefore, by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation. You get that? That's the belief. Even so, by the righteousness, oh boy, of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Oh, 17 and 18 is certainly a package. There are no shortcuts, person. I think, well, the word justification of life just seemed not enough. When you need an abundance of grace. I was to drive my wife half nutty. She's in heaven and I didn't send her there. But I'd get in the car, or she'd get in the car with me, and it wasn't long I was speaking grace. Folks, love the scripture. Don't get mad at it. I will tell you one thing. My wife said, "Oh, you're going to have to quit speaking this God stuff so much." I never said a word to her. You know what? That was something in her. If you're not happy about what I say, and something in you that's not happy. Amen. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered of events might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Don't forget, grace has got to go up, 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 up. Never get rid of it. Did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. That chapter, the finishing, well, Romans 5 is about the meat of the whole thing. But you're going to have to humble yourself, and you'll have to speak it. But you'll make it. I'm praying for everybody that they're receiving what we're doing. Like what?
It is 7:52.
Well, what do you say we make a run through here and tell you some little tricks? Tricks to get you, they're not going to get me. But chapter 5, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's an important thing. Therefore, being justified by faith, notice faith justified, justified by faith. Now we got another one over here, blood. And but one, I think one of the biggest things that got me peace with God, I didn't know that I was at war with God. But most people are. They don't like what God tells them. Now, and we have access by faith into this grace, see, wherein we stand and rejoice, glory of God. Also, we glory in tribulation. Now, I'm just saying, I'm telling you, the wrinkles, tribulation are nothing but wrinkles. Did you ever drive down a muddy road that had rim? Up and down, up and down, up and down, you would hope they'd fix that road. Well, that's about like tribulations. Amen. Now, so then, patience, bearish, bearish, hope, make it not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And then when we were yet without strength, now remember, you were without strength. You were without strength. And it has to be built in you. And it's by the Spirit of God. But let me tell you, by the Spirit of God, is praying in the Holy Ghost. And you help yourself by praying in tongues. Other people, well, I just don't believe that's right. Well, just be stupid. The Word of God is just what it says. Amen. Now, the strength, scarcely for a righteous man. Will one die for a mixture of good men ever to die, but commended this love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that amazing, Jesus Christ died before him, before we got it. have been marksmen being now justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. Some people would underline all this. I don't. I just keep looking at them. They stand out. They stand out and talk to me. Amen. For it, when we were enemies, we were reconciled in God by the death of his son. Jesus died. Jesus Christ died for this whole world. Amen. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who have now received the atonement. Amen. Whereby by one man sin entered the world, death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. There it is. Everybody sinned. But I had this lady, I started telling. She said, I've never sinned. I've never sinned. I let her go. No, I didn't. I said, don't you think with the three husbands that you've had, that possibly somewhere you would have made a small mistake? Didn't like me after a while. Amen. For until the law of sin is the world's sin is imputed, there's no law. Nevertheless, that made to Moses and added to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, that the similitude of Adam's transgression was the bigger of him that was to come, but not as offense, so also as to bring in, not as offense, but also as to bring in. For if through the offense of one man be dead, much more in the grace of God. And again, by grace, which is by one man. Amen. Jesus Christ has abounded unto many. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is a gift. Remember, Jesus is a free gift. Jesus is a free gift. So don't be trying to pay for it. Don't make it hard for us. I happened to have quite a bit of 4 years in the Navy and 6.5 years at the University of Missouri with going through my education. And believe me, by the time I got there, I was willing to cut everything short as it had been cut. Amen. Amen. I will tell you one thing. I made a mistake, and I wish I'd have never made it. And I was praying in the street. Well, yeah. And we had. I was rotating the tires on my car. I was putting the last hub cap on right front. And I was kneeled down by it, praying, putting that hub cap on. And the power of God came, just fell on me. I've never been so scared in my life. I thought I was going to be destroyed. Simple. The Lord told me not to be a veterinarian, but be a minister of the gospel. I don't know why I couldn't get that. But I couldn't. But one day I finally got my heart open. You know, God's grace opened up a hard heart. But a hard heart is big trouble. It's all written if you want to look it up. And I'm not going to talk about it, although I can. It's easy now. I had to humble myself a whole lot. Amen. In one way, I'm glad that happened. One way, it humbled me a whole bunch. Pride is a wicked problem. Pride is wicked. Father, I thank you for this night. We will repeat it. We will grow in it. We will grow. I will grow. Those that hear will grow. They'll grow spiritually. They'll grow with power. They'll grow as large people. Who knows who God's going to take one of you, all of you, and do something with you? I really thought when I went to Israel in 1974, 73 and 4, went to the tomb of the garden, what little tree where Jesus was on. And man looks at the wall of Israel, the city wall, which is right over there. And made it through that there's a road called Via Dolorosa, and that is the wall that Jesus took. And I walked most of it. Amen. But Jesus walked it to be crucified. Amen. What a day. What a day. Father, I know that you said before us this night, Jehovah, you said before us tonight to put this out, and it works since then through in me, increases what's inside. I'm better able to minister to the people that relate and receive what I'm saying. Amen. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, today was a strange day, part of the day was what I was battling.
You overcame.
I overcame. You better believe I did. Amen.
You finished?
I'm finished.
All right.
I bless all of them. You know, maybe I didn't say it, but the blessings of the Lord make it rich. And that is no sorrow with it.
Amen. Amen. See you Sunday.
Thank you.